From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. House may or may not cut into its summer break to vote on a health care overhaul bill early next month. But Democratic leaders say they're still optimistic that a bill will get passed this year. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
On a day when negotiations came together, broke down, then came together again, it was no surprise that things seemed uncertain. Friday afternoon, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told members they might want to be ready to stay later than next Friday, when the chamber is supposed to start a five-week summer recess. But speaking to reporters later on, he was a bit more coy.
We're going to work until the bill is done.
Are you ruling out?
That does not mean we're necessarily going to work in session.
Still, Hoyer said he was confident that fractious liberal, moderate, and conservative Democrats in the House and Senate would be able to find enough common ground to get bills through both houses and to President Obama, with or without Republican help, before the end of the year. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The issue dominated the weekly addresses this weekend. President Obama was still pressing Congress to pass legislation, and Republicans were pushing back with demands for more time and a less costly plan. Parliamentary elections were held today in the Kurdistan section of northern Iraq. The results could affect ethnic tensions in the country, which the Obama administration has singled out as a main focus. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
Voting has been steady all day across the three provinces that make the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region. Masoud Barzani, the president of the regional government, is considered a shoo-in for re-election. But a new political group calling itself the Change Party has made a serious challenge to the two traditional parties that have ruled Iraqi Kurdistan for decades. The Change Party has denounced corruption in the Kurdish political establishment, despite the fact that its leading candidate, Nawshuan Mustafa, was a top member of one of the ruling parties until recently. Still, the change movement seems to have captured a popular wave of discontent with the traditional parties. American officials consistently mention settling Kurdish-Arab ethnic disputes as a top priority in leaving behind a stable Iraq when U.S. troops leave the country in 2012. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Sulaymaniyah, Iraq.
The Obama administration is still expressing optimism that Afghanistan will be able to go ahead with its presidential election next month, despite ongoing security concerns. Special Envoy Richard Holbrooke says he understands Afghan voters face risks.
Only the second election in your history and the first truly contested election is a difficult thing to hold under any circumstances. To hold it in the middle of a war is extraordinary.
Afghanistan's election is scheduled for August 20th. Incumbent Hamid Karzai is the frontrunner in a field of nearly 40 challengers. From Washington, this is NPR News. California lawmakers finally approved a series of measures to close the state's $26 billion budget gap. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he'll sign the bills next week. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
In a Sacramento news conference, Schwarzenegger said the budget deal would save the state from fiscal ruin. It will not raise taxes, and it makes more than $15 billion in cuts to virtually every program in the state.
This is not an easy budget. It's a tough budget, but it is a necessary budget.
Members of the state assembly rejected two of the most controversial measures. One would have allowed offshore oil drilling for the first time in 40 years. They also voted against hanging on to $1 billion in gas tax money belonging to local governments. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa applauded the move.
This is a shining moment for them. They did the right thing.
The budget still relies on borrowing billions of dollars from cities and counties in property tax and redevelopment funds. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Britain's last known surviving veteran of World War I died today. The Fletcher House Nursing Home says Harry Patch was 111 years old. The only other British veteran older than Patch was Henry Allingham. He died a week ago at the age of 113. They were part of a war that ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. Alberto Contador is still on track to winning the Tour de France. He kept the yellow jersey after finishing the punishing mountain ride in the next-to-last stage of the cycling race. Teammate Andy Schleck is second, trailed by American Lance Armstrong, who came out of retirement with the hopes of winning the Tour an eighth time. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.